a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A good party trick never goes out of style, and when you've got it, you've got it. And that's what happened to Ian Smith. Now, Ian Smith is the husband of former Democrat leader Natasha Stott Despoja, and they were in New York at the Prince's Trust Gala. Now, Rita Ora was there. She was performing, and the 57-year-old, yes, I found out he was 57 years old.
Okay.
Ian Smith decided, you know what? I'm whipping out the party trick. No.
He really enjoyed
that. That was from a different story. That was at the LA Philharmonic.
It fits, though.
And that was exciting.
Okay, this was the first time I was performing Praising You, and this happened. What? Find this man. Find him. I need him at every show. I need you in my life. Look at this. Are you kidding? Yes, everyone do this.
So it's a gala.
It's a gala. So it's not like an event where everyone's in suits and ties.
Yeah, yeah.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's there. Julia Bishop's there. Like, it's,
but you know,
they're all dressed up.
The food and drink are all, it's fully catered. The red is flowing, no doubt. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
you've got
Rita Ora on stage. She sounds like she's never seen the worm before.
But I think she's like, I'm at a gala. I'm not at a revolver.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is, the guy's in a suit. He's 57 years old. He's dropped to do the worm. And that's his party trick. Now, I don't have a party trick. And
yes,
I wish I had one. What is it?
You go like this.
You're just thrashing your body from side to side. No, I don't. I hug myself is what you're imitating there. No, I don't do that. You put your legs behind your heads.
Yeah, both my heads.
Both your heads, sorry. It is very cool. But what's your party trick? Mike from Highton, do you have a party trick or you know someone that's got one?
I know someone that's got a party trick. Sort of related to the worm that you were just mentioning about. This guy used to keep on him at all times a little Ziploc money bag full of 20 two-pence pieces, which two-pence piece is a copper coin. It's about the same size as a 20-cent piece over here.
No.
Yeah.
and when he was egged on after a few beers, he would hide the 20...
No.
Two-pence pieces on a certain anatomy, part of his anatomy.
Tom,
and
do you...
then shut up shop.
Tom.
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Is he putting the coins in his bum?
Let's just say he's probably not Jewish and he's...
Oh, my God. Why would you carry coins specifically for that purpose? You need different friends.
That was his party trick.
I do not want to go to that party,
Oh, my
Mike.
God. What an awful party.
Your beautiful mind, Tom. It's the first time you never went there.
That's a surprise party, that is.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
In your houses, if you could have the ultimate heating setup, what would you have, Tom?
Like a sort of a ducted heating arrangement.
Yes. Does ducted mean floor or the roof?
Either.
Okay. It's and Lingy, what do you have at your house?
I love a Canara fire.
Okay.
Do you have a Canara at your house?
Yes.
Do you really?
What's
That's
a
amazing.
Canara?
It's a fireplace.
Wood fire.
With the thing. Do you get burnt on that thing?
No.
Oh, it's easy to get burnt on those.
No, you just use the handle, not the. You don't.
I'll put your
hand
face
on the
in
glass.
The
it's like the big black metal box thing with the flue that goes up into
the...
Yeah,
ours is set back into a chimney fireplace.
That's awesome, Lingy. I can't wait to come over one day in the near future. That'll never happen.
As long as you're aware and you know.
So I love the ducted too, right? Mm. So I remember at my grandparents' house, they have the one that comes through the floor.
Yeah, we used to have that growing up too.
Isn't that the best? And you just stand on it, you're like, it's unreal.
Or I used to like get my little, like a blanket or something and get a book and I would just like lie on top of it with the blanket.
And I mean, I don't know if that's a fire issue. We were kids of the 80s, so who knows, who cares? But anyway... Jimmy and I went around to our friend's house on the weekend, and this is the house that Wombi ran through their cat door and broke it because they saw the cat, right?
So was Wombi invited back this time?
Wombi was invited back.
Oh, wow.
But we drugged him up before we took him. We gave him a melatonin because we're just like, he's too excited. We'll just give him some melatonin.
Does Finogen work on dogs?
I don't know. It works on me, so probably.
Yeah, okay.
We went there and we're like, I'm on edge because I'm like, every time we go to these people's houses, we ruin something at their house, okay? Anyway, they moved their table around. Their dining table went left to right. Now it goes north to south, whatever.
Did they have no furniture in the whole house because they were scared of you guys?
There were some things packed away. Anyway, and Wombie's outside and he's barking, okay? There was a party two doors down, so you can't blame him.
Oh, yeah.
He's barking.
People doing something in the suburb.
Yeah, party's fault, not Wombie's.
Better bark.
And so he's trying to self-soothe. Melatonin's not working. And so I see him, he's grabbing onto one of their soccer balls, right? Mm. And he's shaking it. And I'm like, no. So I get up off the table. I'm like, no, Wombie. And then I fall through their floor.
What?
Their ducted heating. I stood on it.
What?
Apparently wasn't.
It's not a low-bearing grill.
And boom, fell straight through.
Oh, no.
That would have hurt.
Yes, it did hurt.
How's your shin?
Well, I grabbed onto Jimmy as I was going down, and he's like, oh, you choked me. I'm like, I nearly fell into a window. I fell through someone's house, and you're like, make it about me.
You thought you were going to die.
Yes. So not only now have we broken
sure?
the cat door, then the ball exploded. Wombie's done that, and now I've fallen through the bottom of their floor. I'm not going to anyone's house anymore.
Are you sure it was a heating vent? It wasn't like sort of the first part of a trapdoor to like a Silence of the Lambs style, like underground bunker or something like that.
Is that what you do with your friends? You put on masks and you wear robes and you're like, one of them will go through the trapdoor.
Just how well do you know these people?
Very well.
Do they put the lotion on?
You're a weirdo.
No wonder we never get invited to your place.
Yeah, thank God.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The situation that is unfolding with my family happened yesterday. So, as I mentioned, like a week ago, we bought a house for the first time ever.
That's great news.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
exciting.
You. Thank you. And as I say, my tip to anybody who's trying to do that, find a relative who's willing to put you up for an indiscriminate amount of time and not charge you anything, right? Yeah. That's how we did it. I should do one of those sort of TED Talk things.
Like, yeah.
Here's how I made my
Let's do it.
My property
I'm
sort
writing
of
it down.
Portfolio. So that's been sort of unfolding over the last fortnight where, you know, there's a lot of paperwork involved, surprisingly.
Oh, yeah. A
it's,
lot.
Yeah, and you know, so there's been sort of chat around the house. Oh, what about these chairs? We're going to need this kind of furniture. And I'm just like, cool, I don't want to know. I'm focusing on the next thing we've got to sign and the next thing I've got to send through and who I've got to call about this and whatnot. So our conveyance has been wonderful. And yesterday we got to a point where it was like, cool, everything is like going through.
Unconditional, okay. Signed up, cooling off periods gone, all of that.
A fish.
He knows all
he
the
knows.
Words, he knows all the terms.
You are officially in the settlement period now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have a date?
Yeah, so it's unconditional. And yeah, June 2nd is when we're going in. So
exciting.
So that's cool, right? So
we
this
can't
is
help
why,
you move in that
minute. No, that's right. No, I didn't.
We're busy that
Bad
week.
Back.
Sorry, yeah.
I don't want you carrying
just getting
any of my
in early.
I don't want you carrying any of my stuff anyway. So yeah, this is why I'm bringing it to the table because he knows the terms. He knows this world, the world of sort of property.
Yeah. You're a magnate. Is that the term?
So I got a call from the real estate agent yesterday saying, hey, I've seen it's all come through. Congratulations. Just transfer the balance of the deposit and blah, blah, blah. And off we go. And well done. And I was like, cool, all right, thank you. And then I called my conveyance. I was like, do I need or can I? And they're okay, got all that sorted. And then I was taking Indy to the supermarket, and so I drove past the house as we do, because it's not far from where we live right now. It's nice to just
You're excited.
Check it out.
So I drove past and the for sale sign's up and there's a big sold sticker on it.
Yeah. That's
but
you.
We didn't get to put it up.
Yeah.
Isn't that like standard procedure where we get to do the photo and like, oh,
not,
the
no,
sold
I wouldn't say you put sold the sold sticker up.
Yeah, right.
But
no, they normally let you, they stick half of it down and then you and Carly are like, sticking the other half with the photo.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
They usually, so real estate agent's trick, very clever, is they usually want that photo with their basically their board.
Yeah.
That we've sold another house, but pumped through your social media channels to here's this agency and this particular agent who sold the house to us. How excited. So you're doing the advertising for them. That's why they get you to take that photo.
I hear they like to leave the signs up as well as
as long as
they can.
Yes, as long. It'll go the day before the official settlement date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I haven't been ripped off.
No, well,
I feel like we've been cheated out of the big experience. This is the whole reason I bought a house was so that I could stand in front of it.
Yeah,
and put the sold. So yes,
you could still get a photo, but you want that feeling of like smoothing down the last part of the sold sticker.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair request. Yeah, you've probably been ripped a bit.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do?
Let's get it.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to peel it off. I'm going to stick it back on. Is that not fair?
Or maybe that's ask them for another sticker.
Well, I may need to if I peel it off and it doesn't go back on. So if it doesn't go back on, I'm just going to hold it there, photo opportunity, and then run.
Yeah. Run away. Not your problem.
I already own the house, so okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. You need that photo. Mm. It's a special moment.
Yeah. All right. Everybody watch out for the photo. Check me out on socials. No, don't. Leave me alone.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Sorry, can I just get a bit of closure on this situation with the sign out the front of the house that we bought?
The for sale sign?
The for sale sign has been up for obviously quite a while, and then the sold sticker went on yesterday and I didn't hear about it.
Mm.
I saw it as I drove past just cutting a lap as we like to do.
And you felt a little cheated out of that moment of smoothing over the sold sticker and getting that little photo of you reaching out, that sort of thing.
I feel like you missed out too. That sucks.
I want to write a fun caption for my post. I've been thinking about the caption for weeks.
I know you would. I know you would. We've got Jody from Ocean Grove on the phone. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning. Hello, y'all.
Good, thank you. I believe you're a former real estate agent.
That's correct. And congratulations, Tom, and your family. That's very exciting news for you guys.
Thank you. Did you stop being a real estate agent when you took a look in the mirror?
No, I stopped when I came and did a little stint at K-Rock.
Oh, Jones! Now I know who I'm talking to. So, and you've got some sort of reasoning behind the sticker situation, mate.
Yeah, well, I didn't work in sales, but I think it's, if you buy at auction, you buy unconditionally, and so the sticker goes up at the auction on the day. So the whole family is there. It's a fun sort of affair, and the whole family put the sticker up and get the photo, and then it gets posted on everyone's social media. But when you buy by private sale, the sticker doesn't go up until the contract is unconditional, and that is when all the conditions have been met on the contract, and then the agent just whizzes down and puts the sticker up. But I don't think there's any harm in asking if you can, you know, call by and with your family and stand out the front for a couple of minutes and get a photo. I don't think that's...
I think they need to bring another sticker down.
Another fresh sticker. Yeah. Well, no, I just don't want to ruin the sticker. I don't really care if I ruin the sticker. Actually, Jodes, just quickly. So you don't think you think I need to contact the real estate first before I just lob on the nature strip and start taking photos?
Yes, Tom, I think you definitely
No, it's your house now, Tom.
Because that could be a fun thing to pretend like you bought lots of houses and just rock up at...
And this is where I'll step in, Log. He technically hasn't got the house yet until it settles.
Fun.
It's not his house.
Fun,
just
aren't
yet.
You?
Yeah. Hey, Jodes, how are you going anyway, mate? You good?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good to talk to you. That's lovely.
I know.
Always nice to
continue it off air, maybe.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Dodgy on the weekend went away on a girls' trip. Dalesford, relaxing, just bit of a massage, lovely dinner, etc., etc. Great group of friends. They do it every single year. They lived on res together. It's fantastic that they can stay in touch. Yeah. But one thing I just couldn't cop about what they did on that trip was the fact that Dodzy and others shared a bed.
Yeah.
You are going away to rest and relax and chill and just remove yourself from the hustle bustle of life. Mm. and you got to share a bed with someone annoying the hell out of you, probably because they're moving, maybe they're snoring, maybe they're, I don't know, maybe they get up early, maybe you want to sleep in.
Yeah, that's the fun of it. Girls trips, that's what it's all about. It's like, let's save money and not all have one in one separate room or a separate bed. Let's just, who cares? You're in the double bed with me, yay!
Before we go to the phones, I've had a message from Rach, our GM here at the pointy end of the building. She said, last weekend in Dalesford, I shared a bed with a girlfriend. Call me if you have no callers. No, we've got someone, thanks.
Yeah, friend said, love the bed sharing.
Yeah, but see? She said, so Rach said, yoga, massage, chilling, shared beds. So
love it.
One of two things has happened here. Mm. She's either gone with Dodsy. She might be mates with Dodsy for the same weekend. And or no one's very original in their choice of destination. And there's a lot of girls' trips going to Dalesford.
I did say, Rachel, I think Dodsy, honestly, the friend Dodsy shared the bed with's name was Rachel.
Oh my God.
I'm certain Dodsy doesn't know our Rachel from K-Rock.
Rachel, if you're listening and it's you, call us up. But we will go to the phones because Carol from Mount Dunedin has called with some thoughts about sharing a bed on a girls' or boys' trip. Carol, are you with me? Are you with Lingy?
So I agree. Yep, girls can share beds. There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Carol.
I'm not saying it's wrong for any other reason other than I just, if I'm going away, I want to sleep. Surely you'd love to spread out in a big king-size bed and not have someone annoying you.
She didn't annoy me. We went road tripping to New South Wales and shared a queen bed. She didn't annoy me. She stayed on her side. We're exhausted. You just zone out. You're done.
Mm. Yeah, see? Mm.
And also, you know, what you don't spend on that extra room of accommodation, you can spend on sort of chips and dip and vinos.
Good
and sort of, yeah, that kind of.
Prosecco.
Megan from Newcombe's with us as well. Megan, please tell me you're on my team on this one.
Sorry, Lingy, I'm not. As I said, I go away with my sister. There's a group of five of us friends and we all go away and we, as I said, we don't have a problem with sharing beds. It's just about the getting together and relaxing and, yeah, it doesn't matter about the bed situation. It's just you have a few drinks, you go to bed. It's not a big deal.
Isn't the getting together bit the dinner you have together, the breakfast you have the next morning together, but between the hours where your eyes close and reopen again, everybody else can just go away.
Such a link.
Not at all.
You're forgetting that the part of the girls' trip is getting away from the men. So we sleep very, very soundly because we're on a girls' trip.
Oh.
See?
That makes a fair bit of sense.
See how it makes sense? Yeah.
All right. Going on girls' trips and not getting your own beds. You okay with the room, like two beds in the same room?
Two beds in the same room is okay, except I must admit, so me and my really close mates, we try to go each year to the Adelaide Test.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, what fun.
It's a fantastic...
No, I'm being very sincere.
No, there was nothing sincere about that at all. It's a great trip, couple of nights away, go to the cricket. We all love our cricket. We're big fans. Adelaide Oval's
funny that Nolsey used to go with you, but then after the unpleasantness out the front of that
cricket. So you know I am.
He doesn't get a call up anymore.
No, so when we go on that, though, I love my sleep. When it's time to have fun, I have a lot of fun. When it's time to sleep, I love to sleep. Mm. I tell the other boys, I want nothing to do with them. I get my own room.
Yeah, right.
Because of issues on the first trip, I had one of my mates he's a tradie, so he's always up early, everything like. He comes and we're out till probably 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Comes and knocks on my door at 8:00 a.m, gets me up and says, hey, we're just going to go down, pop down, have some brekkie and do some shopping before the cricket starts again.
That's it. Test cricket, mate. You don't want to miss a minute.
It's the closest I've come to ever punching my best mate in the face and throwing him out like, come and see me again at lunchtime. Yeah.
Do you know the other thing? The other reason he doesn't want to share a room is because there's only one penthouse at the top of the hotel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Can I confirm one thing? Rach, our GM here, and Dodsy... being away with her friend Rach.
Yeah.
Dodsy's just let me know. It's not the one from your work. She works for Jetstar.
Okay.
So
Rach and Dodsy
it.
From here weren't that hanging out together.
Yeah, and Rach from here said, also confirmed she shared with someone called Ray. And for the record, the girls shared, the guys didn't. 16 friends went to Daylesford, so a bit more than a girls' trip, and it wouldn't have been possible if there was no sharing.
See, there you go. Share the love.
And
but always be safe.
But sleep.
Have less friends.
Yeah!
That's what I would say.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.